Fact 16, musical memories. Now, I don't know how well up you are on aftershave, but maybe our next piece will refresh your memory. Here's Tony with a few facts about one of our best-known pieces of advert music.
You'll become yourself. You'll find success. Old Spice. The classic fragrance. The mark of a man.
Hands up, all of those of you who remember the aftershave Old Spice. Does it still exist, I wonder? I really don't know. I must do some research. Anyway, if you do remember it, you presumably also remember the music which was used to advertise the product on television. The music was a piece entitled O Fortuna from Karl Orff's cantata Carmina Burana, Fortuna being the Roman goddess of luck or fate. The composer Karl Orff was born in Munich in 1895 and died there in 1982. His family was Bavarian, and his father was an army officer in the German Imperial Army. Despite his military background, Orff recalled in 1970, "In my father's house there was certainly more music-making than drilling." Orff learnt to play the piano, the cello and the organ, and went to study at the Munich Academy of Music. But in 1917 he was forced into the German army. An unhappy experience altogether. In the 1920s, Orff developed a method of teaching music to beginners, and he spent much of his life working with children. He was always very guarded about his personal life, but we do know that he was married four times and divorced three times and had one daughter. Orff had begun composing music at an early age, but in 1934 he encountered a collection of manuscripts of medieval poems which had been discovered in the monastery of Benedict Buren in 1803. It was a collection of secular songs, and some of the poems dated from the 11th, 12th and 13th centuries. The songs cover a wide range of topics, as familiar in the 13th century as they are today. The fickleness of fortune and wealth, the ephemeral nature of life, the joy at the return of spring, and the pleasures and perils of drinking, gluttony, gambling, and lust. It is 24 of these medieval poems which make up the work Carmina Burana. The piece was originally intended to be staged with dance, but is now only performed as a choral work with chorus and some solo arias. Some of these arias posed bold challenges for the singers. For example, the only solo tenor aria is very high and the vocal range, and is often sung in falsetto to demonstrate the suffering portrayed, in this case by a roasting swan. And if you can contain yourselves a little while longer, I will tell you a funny story about this piece at the end. But how was this unusual cantata received when it was heard publicly for the first time? Well, the premiere was in 1937, and it was discredited by the Third Reich, who were disconcerted by its eroticism. Performances were called off, and the work came close to being banned altogether. However, it subsequently became highly popular in Nazi Germany, and one critic observed that its rhythms were reminiscent of the stamping columns of the Third Reich. And indeed, when it was performed at La Scala in Milan in 1942, it was as a showpiece for fascist values. Orff's own relationship to Nazism has been the subject of much conjecture, but he was never a member of the party and was particularly friendly with one of the founders of the White Rose resistance movement in Germany. So back to that roasting swan. Well, this story was told to me by a professional singer, and I have no reason to doubt its authenticity. This is how it goes. A friend of his had been booked for a performance of Carmina Burana, and as a tenor he would be singing the roasting swan aria. A few days before the performance, however, this tenor realised he had double-booked himself and would be unable to sing in the concert. Nothing daunted, he enlisted the help of his twin brother, who could sing a bit but certainly wasn't a professional singer. Now, this twin was also a bit of a joker, and he decided to have some fun at the conductor's expense. So he turned up at the evening performance, stood up at the appropriate moment, and delivered the whole Roasting Swan aria in, can you guess, the voice of Donald Duck. The audience were bemused, the conductor was furious, and the mischievous perpetrator fled the auditorium at the end of the performance without waiting to collect his fee. Donald Duck or no Donald Duck, Carmina Burana has been one of the most frequently performed choral works of the 20th and 21st centuries, and his music has been showcased not only in the Old Spice advert, but in several films, television programmes and sporting events as well.
Tony, I don't know what the medieval monks would have made of aftershave, I'm sure.